Now I want to say good morning to Rio de Janeiro and to Monica Kyo, who's a girl guide from Hoth. She's among the group of Irish women out there who are hard at work with the Irish girl guides from Hoth. Some of us getting over the bank holiday, but these are doing something which is, sounds hard on the brain. So we said good morning, first of all, to Monica Kyo. Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Not at all. I'm delighted because you've got up in the middle of the night. What time is it over there?
It's 5:30 in the morning.
All right. And are you living your best Rio life at the moment?
Well, we arrived late last night, but it was great to see all the lights of the city on the plane as we were coming in and on the drive to our hotel.
It's hugely exciting, I'd imagine, for all of you. I mean, can you tell us how many are in your group and where you're all from and what you're doing over there?
Well, there are 4 members of my team, myself, Cara Shari, Claire O'Hara and Karina Walsh, and we are taking part in the First LEGO League. And First LEGO League is a guided global robotics program that introduces science, technology, engineering and math, or STEM skills, to children aged 4 to 16 through fun, excited, hands-on learning. And there are 3 divisions, and I compete in the top division called Challenge.
Okay, well, that's that's a lot of very serious stuff going on for the hour of the morning where my brain is. So this is all the kind of the STEM skills that they talk about a lot, and it's a LEGO league. So what are you got? Are you coding and engineering? It sounds fairly, fairly hefty.
Yeah, so one aspect of the competition is the robot games, where you have to build, design, and program a robot to complete certain tasks. And the robot is fully made out of LEGO pieces.
Wow, okay. And so you guys have built this?
Yeah, so we built it in advance over the past 4 months. We've been working away since we're members of the Girl Guides. We've been out of school on weekends at our guide meetings. So our robot has 2 wheels, 4 motors, and it can be a bit temperamental at times. But we do a lot of testing, trial and learning to get the block-based coding just right. And it's really exciting when everything works perfectly, which we hope it will on Saturday when we have 3 attempts at the robot games table.
Oh, wow. So, and then the judges are watching to see if this LEGO robot that you built and brought all the way from Hoth to Rio is going to work. That's pretty nerve-wracking stuff, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but it's really exciting. And the whole competition is based on learning, having fun, supporting other teams. So whatever happens, everything is fine. But it is really cool to learn and to learn these STEM skills.
You'll have loads of crack anyway at it, because you're in Rio, so.
Yeah, no, this is the first time all of us have been to Brazil, so we're so excited to do some sightseeing over the next few days before the competition begins on Friday. For Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
And that's why you sound like you've got such great energy at 5:30 in the morning over there. I want to pass over to your mum, Monica. It's Katie, isn't she? And she's the Girl Guide leader. Good morning to Katie.
Good morning, Oliver. Lovely to speak to you this morning.
Fantastic. And how are you all keeping over there? How are you holding up at this hour of the morning?
It's a bit early, I must say. It's 5:30. We only landed last night about 9:30 and got to the hotel and checked in and got settled. But we're delighted to speak to Ireland Rio this morning.
You're at the best part of the trip because you've got all the anticipation and excitement and energy that goes along with that.
Absolutely. No, it's very exciting. And even when we were riding into the airport last night, 2 of the other teams were coming in from other flights from other parts of the world. Because there's over 90 teams coming to the competition from 58 different countries. So we're really excited to just to meet all the other teams. Those teams coming, we're meeting with the Northern Ireland team on Thursday to do some sightseeing before the competition begins on Friday. There's a team coming from Scotland and Wales. So it'll be a great learning experience for the girls, and we're just really delighted with all the support that we got to come out here.
Yeah, and you're obviously, as we say, Monica's mum and the Girl Guide leader. The Girl Guides have come a long way, haven't they, from their origins, from back when it was probably regarded as a little bit twee to today, where they're building robots out of Lego and programming them to function in a foreign land.
Yeah, I think sometimes there's, maybe some older conceptions of what guiding is all about. And, in the Girl Guides, we actually celebrated our 110th birthday last year. And, we focus on the outdoors. you know, we focus on doing work in our units, but we do like so much more. And even over the last number of years, the girls have done a lot of work, and we've updated our program. So we learn about things like the Sustainable Development Goals, and the girls get to do like lots and lots of badge work. And the STEM competition is really only one part of the STEM work that we do. But it teaches them so much more than, it's not just about working with Lego and robotics, but they learn how to make presentations. I mean, even the girls, like Karina taught herself how to design, she designed all the team logos. They designed the logos. They ran their own like GoFundMe campaign, cards, doing all the social media for the trip, with their Instagram. And if anybody wants to follow them, they're safety.sistersfll. And Claire even taught herself how to create 3D models and made a prototype of their innovation project for this competition. So
Amazing. It's
a great way. I mean, as I said, they're learning coding and they're learning robotics. They're learning the basic engineering skills. But they're also learning collaboration, teamwork, communication. So
and this is exactly where we need. It's exactly where we need young women to be, isn't it? In thinking about engineering.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think it's great to. It's great, Oliver, that they get to learn the STEM skills in kind of a fun, non-formal education setting, and to kind of practice this in a fun way. And really just to find, like, to see, like, is this something that they like? Is this something that they want to study? So the girls that are with us are 15 and 16, so they're heading into fifth and sixth year now in secondary school. And, you know, they've all been able to think about, okay, well, what science subjects do I want to do?
Great.
What courses do we want to do?
Great. Lovely to talk. Kate, I'm going to just pass back over to Monica, Katie, because your line was unfortunately getting a little bit muffled there towards the end. Apologies for that. Monica, if you're going to have a career in engineering, you might be able to sort out phone lines for radio stations for us. Are you considering, is engineering now something that you may not have thought about before and is actually something that's in your sights as a result of this?
Yeah, definitely, because I haven't studied engineering or subjects like that in school. So it was great doing First Lego League to, I think I had some preconceived notions about what engineering was about. But obviously, through taking part and, you know, being an engineer for the robot games, I can see what it's really about. And I think it's really cool. So it's definitely opened up that path. Like, it's opened up new opportunities and doors for me into engineering.
Brilliant. And we should say the Irish Girl Guides, the fundraising campaign for the new National Training Centre in Tala is there. The website irishgirlguides.ie if you want to find out more information and help them along. And the best of luck to you and your team, Monica, over in Rio next Saturday when the judging happens, and I hope your robot doesn't let you down.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Pleasure to talk to you. Good morning to you. Slán.